Hi, gang. Welcome to Webcam Technology. We're going to be talking a little bit about current technology, past technology, how to set up a webcam, how to play with a webcam, how to have a webcam party, things like that. I'll start by introducing myself. I'm Hugmi. Hello.
I'm Soma G, darling. Hi.
Yeah, two people. So there are actually some more scheduled, but I don't know where they are. They found more exciting things to do than be with us. So, oh yeah, we're ready. Watch it fail. It is a dial-up connection, so. Yep, I'd believe it. Let's see what we're connecting at. We'll take bets for what we're connecting at. 24,000 baud. Great. Yeah. Hey, Camunity. Okay, what is a webcam? Particularly video media. Yeah, visual media. Webcam is a little device that will pick up a stream just like a video camera and turn it into a digital stream and put it into your computer. The original cams, like every other piece of technology, were very large and very bulky. They were also extremely expensive, and not many people could afford them. They were mostly used by large graphics companies and people like that. Now webcams are extremely affordable. You can pick one up for $15 at your local computer store. The software for them is free, readily connected to the internet. They are getting faster. They're still very choppy, especially on a dial-up connection. The upload times, there are two different types of cams. Are two different types of ways of putting your media on the network. Sending individual pictures, which is what Webcam 32, which a lot of people use, and streaming. We're going to talk about both of them.
Just
let me know if you want to add anything.
Oh, I use ChillCam. I don't use Webcam 32.
Okay. I have a program that actually exists in my camera when I send. There's also a TrueTech that actually does streaming. The difference between the two, a cam that sends individual images, they're slower, but they're more reliable. They used to be more reliable. The streaming media is getting more and more reliable. Streaming media is also a bit more expensive and harder to do. But what it does is it works just like a digital camera. It will take a snapshot, put it as a digital signal, write it to a file, and send it out onto a web page. You can FTP it. You can use a front page to send it. You can use however you want to send it. And it'll send these every 5, 10, 15 seconds, whatever you set it. We've got some that will send every 3 minutes. There's some on this page, Camunity, there's the zoo in Africa that sends a picture every 3 minutes of all their animals and everything. The streaming media usually has its own protocol. There's a free streaming media from a site called TrueTech. Hang on, let me type that in. they have free software that's streaming. You can get much, much faster transfer rates with this. When I used this software about a year ago, I was getting, on a local network, I could get 8 frames per second. If you're over the internet, you could usually get 2 frames per second if you had a pretty good connection. But the number of frames per second can also be throttled depending on how fast your connection is as well. Connecting the cam to your computer, they have parallel cams, which are wonderful. We're used to be the only ones that could be used with Linux and Unix, but now they have USB cams that can be used with Unix and Linux, and the drivers are readily available and free, of course. FireWire is not available on Unix and Linux, but they do have FireWire cameras available now. As far as content and what goes on it, you want to talk about content?
Content
your cam?
On webcams?
Yeah.
It could vary anything to your regular old amateur porn site to highly classy art. I'm somewhere in between there. The content honestly could be varying. I mean, it could be just your random everyday Joe typing away at his computer, blah, 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 blah. Here's my bored expression on my face. Why don't you look at me? Hoo, I wave at you. There you go. And blah, 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 back to the keyboard typing. Or you could have people taking baths or cooking. Some people actually wire the whole house like a surveillance camera kind of thing. It varies totally on exactly what the one person wants to display. And seeing that there's a lot of teenagers now that are going, ooh, I could chat, I could have my friends look at me, all kinds of fun. It's a big party on the internet. I don't have to leave the house. You can see a lot of crazy teenage action. I didn't say that. Back to him.
This is Cam of the Street. Yay, we can see cars go by. Ooh. For some reason, this has the webcam has hit really big and is fascinating a lot of people. It's people sit for hours and hours and watch people sleep or type at the computer or brush their teeth. It's truly amazing to sit and watch someone else's life for free on the internet. Well, sometimes for free. Yes, we do.
I have done such. My shows, I do them in sequence so that, you know, if you put them together and look at them, I don't have quite QuickTime down quite yet, so otherwise you have to go and click on them and see, and you can see them in a sort of type of sequence. I've actually had one of my fans download a whole bunch of my photographs, put them in QuickTime, added some music next to it. Oh, it's my crew, my posse. But one of my fans put a whole bunch of my photos into sequence, added music, and made a little music video and sent it back to me, so that was quite flattering.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was asking, was like if you want to film like a small movie, a whole movie or what have you, record it and then put it out there using webcam technology.
When I had streaming, I would have time segments, quote-unquote shows, where people could go and watch certain performances or whatnot that I do streaming, which is real live, real time, real audio at that moment. It's actually a 5-second delay, but you get my meaning.
Right. Have you ever done it just to record for your own usage, not necessarily to broadcast on the internet? Use like a home movie?
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't ask that question.
We've done cam shots of Bourbon Street, and it's really cool. What we'll do is we'll take a shot every, I think we set it for every 10 minutes. Just during Mardi Gras, we take a shot of the street, and then 10 minutes later, we take another shot of the street, and we strung them all together, ran them really fast, and you could see the people show up on the street, move around, and then they just slowly clear out. And you know, all of a sudden, they're still really good about it. At midnight, the whole street would just clear out, and everybody would go home and everything. We also did, I did some streaming movies of, they had a pet show. This was not my idea. They had a pet show where everyone would take cams and put them on their pet in the little cages and their boxes and stuff before the show.
Oh, man, don't be knocking that.
Oh, it was hideous.
I do that with my frog.
The smell was horrible setting up those cams.
Oh,
those are the stinkiest animals I have ever been around.
If you're doing poopy animals, that's a whole different thing. I do it on my aquarium, and it's quite peaceful at times. Yeah.
We've done, also at Dragon Con last year, we had a stack of cameras all over the convention. We had cams in this room during the webcam panels. We'd shoot out at the audience and everything. We had cameras up in some of the rooms over the gaming room so you could watch how the gamers would do everything. We had during like the Girly Freak Show, we took cams, and there, I believe there's still streaming video available for Girly Freak Show last year where we had someone sit on top of a Tesla coil and shoot lightning bolts out of their fingers. We got some great shots of that.
Oh, that's really smart.
Wait for the mic.
Hey, Rosalie? There you go.
Yes?
Will you tell us a joke?
maybe later, dear.
What will you be wearing while you wear that? Tell that joke.
That's another matter to be taken up later.
All right, we'll talk later.
Okay.
Do any of you have webcams already set up? Nobody. Oh, we have one person. What software do you use? Oh, Mike.
I just use the standard Intel software. It came with the camera.
Okay. Yeah, it came with the camera.
Don't mind me.
This is for our next panel.
So once you have the webcam and the software, how do you set it up? What's the next step?
Okay, depending on the software, would you rather hear about TrueTech or one of the FTP software pieces?
Can you start with the easiest way to do it?
Okay, the FTP is definitely the easiest. Because of the server side. What you need is to go ahead and get a web page and set up the web page first. Okay. Once you get the web page set up, there are lots of scripts to install on that you can find for free on the server side, and they're very basic JavaScripts. They're not like these enormous programs. Very basic. All they do, you put in the name of your camera into the page, and it'll show. I'll bring up one of the pages here. That one's I have to register for. There we go. It'll be a page like this. And what will happen is you're going to, the program you're running for your webcam is going to capture, well, it's just going to bring up another box.
You could go to my site and view it at that source. There's a lot of different JavaScripts that you could use. One refreshes the whole page. SOHMA. Oh, there you go. All right. There's lots of different JavaScripts that you could use. One of them refreshes the whole page. Some of them refresh just the image.
Huh?
Yeah, just tap down.
It's already in the history.
One of them refreshes the whole page. The other one refreshes just the image. If you refresh just the image, it makes the loading time a whole lot faster. If your viewers are using a dial-up, then you don't want to put the refresh rate down to 15 seconds. You could also label the refresh rate. You would want the refresh rate up at a higher number so that way they don't just get chunks of the page. Now, if everybody in a perfect society had some kind of high-speed connection, then you could put it about to 5 seconds, and it'll be a lot faster. But the refresh rate in the JavaScripts, it depends on what you're looking for. If you're trying to go high class or if you're just doing it really fast, if you're doing it really fast, you just refresh the whole page. If you want it something very classy and to show other people you're very proud of it, it'd be easier to do to refresh just the picture. I don't have those codes memorized offhand. I'm quite intoxicated.
Once you buy the camera, go ahead and hook it up. It should have some instructions for it, either USB, parallel, or FireWire. The USB and the FireWire will be the fastest. FireWire is more of a Macintosh protocol than it is a PC protocol. Okay. Install your drivers for your webcam. Install your software for your webcam, whatever software you want to use. You know, Webcam 32, or what's the one?
I use ChillCam. You can get ChillCam for free at chillcam.com. If you register it, you could do two or more cams using the same program, which is what I'm going to eventually do once I have money. But I'm a starving artist, so that comes rare and few and far between.
Yeah. Could you spell it, please?
You want my ChillCam, ChillCam.com. I can spell.
When do you get naked?
Not for you.
Ouch. Once you've got the software installed, bring up the software and it will find, it should find the cam driver. Okay. At that point, you can easily test the cam. When you bring up the software, it will show the cam, the image moved around the room and everything. Once that is done, you're going to give it your FTP site for your web page and a location on your FTP site that you want to put the image. Now, what it's going to do is it's going to take a picture for whatever interval you set up, let's say 5 minutes. Take a snapshot every 5 minutes, turn it into a JPG, which is a graphics file, upload it FTP to your server, and drop it into that directory. Now, the web page, the JavaScript, or you can use a meta tag to do constant refreshes, is just going to refresh that picture over and over again every 5 minutes so that when we connect and we're looking at this cam, all it's going to do is keep refreshing it and keep looking at that same image name.
Do most servers support this, or is it better to go to one of the special servers?
Most servers will support FTP. I do not allow FTP on my server simply because it's a very unsecure protocol. I use SSH if I want to send anything, which is just as easy to do. Drop the file to... tell the software to drop it to a file, then use something else to send it SSH. There are lots of programs that do this. There's one called PuTTY that will send SSH files and things like that. Just take it and send it up to the server. But whatever server you have is going to support one of the two, usually FTP. Most places aren't that worried about security. Like, I'm paranoid.
Are there special permissions you need or special support on the server to do a webcam? It just needs Java?
No. However, there are some places that do not allow webcams. If you have a Roadrunner, the generic Roadrunner site that comes with getting a cable modem, they do not allow webcams. The reason why people don't know that administrators don't allow webcams, I used to be an administrator, and I didn't allow webcams when I was administrator with other companies. I do on mine because most of the people I have setting up cams and stuff know what they're doing. A lot of people don't know what they're doing. I had someone set up a cam that instead of dropping a file on would create a new directory and drop a file onto it. So they set it up one night and I come in the next morning and they had over 100,000 directories deep, each directory having one image in it. That I had to go deal with. just check and make sure that a webcam is allowed. Set it up. Or you can set up your own server. The servers are fairly easy to set up. And
one last question. Aren't there special servers that for people who want to run webcams?
Yes, there are. Peeping Mo is the one that the other three who were here at the CAM panel, Dawn Marie, Bardiva and Mysterious use, and they have information on their page. TrueTech has information on their page about setting up your cam. Wherever you get your webcam software, not the drivers but the software, usually has information to make it very easy to set up your camera. Now with CameraAds, they give you a free place to put your cam. That's with the TrueTech software. When you set up the TrueTech software, we'll ask if you want to put your cam on CameraAds, and then you can give people this gigantic address to go and view your camera, but it's free.
It's a really ugly template that you just plug a whole bunch of information in. Yeah. It's pretty nasty. But if that's what you want, I'm not backing you down or nothing there.
Okay. Like I said, it is free. So free can have its advantages.
A lot of the free web hosting, it gets glitchy if you use that as a hosting service for your webcam site. My original webcam site started on a GeoCities site, and I use the same source and the same code pretty much for a lot of my HTML pages on my site now. The menu's done in Flash, so if you don't have Flash, you can't access my site. But the HTML pages are pretty much the exact same pages I had on free hosting sites, but when they would refresh, they would get glitches, and only parts of the pictures would show up, and it'd be scrambled data. It looked very 8-bit-ish and kind of really cool Commodore 64 things, but if that's not what you're going for, it's pretty ugly, and it gives off a bad karma effect.
Trying to go to... we had a webcam party, which is fairly easy to do. You set up several computers, several webcams, pretty easy to do with the cable modem. There are some legal issues with it. I would highly recommend if you do something like this, put a sign on the door that lets people know that you have a webcam, and then let them know where the webcams are. If you don't tell them, even if you have them in legitimate spots, rumors kind of get around the party that you have webcams in the bathrooms and, you know, places that they normally wouldn't want them. But webcam parties are a lot of fun. They really loosen people up. I would set up a webcam in either one or two rooms and let just whoever wants to put a big sign on the door that says webcam here and have, you know, this is the webcam, and anybody who wants to can go and goof off. Then set up a computer next to it that has a chat. And that chat is connected directly with whatever page the webcam is on. And everyone goes in and starts just playing in front of the camera and talking to the people who are watching, and the people who are watching are having a good time watching people at the party and things like that. It's a lot of fun to do. We have a couple questions.
Yeah. What do you suggest is a good HTML editing program, and are they free?
Personally, I use VI to edit everything, but I'm a sick puppy.
I learned in Notepad, so.
Home site?
Are you trying to learn HTML?
I know a little bit, but I don't.
Best way to learn HTML. This is the way I learned it, and this is most of the people I know who learned HTML learned it this way. Go to a site you think is just really cool. Okay, find
and
some
then look
site.
At their source code.
Yeah,
look
at the click
I've
on,
done that before.
Yeah. And then just flat out look at their source code and start, you know, pull it onto yours and just make changes to it and see what the changes do. Yeah. In no time, you'll just be writing everything from your head.
That was actually what I did like 4 or 5 years ago, and it's just been so long since then that I don't have any new software. So
I learned HTML in HTML version 1, long, long time ago when Mark Anderson came out with it. And I haven't really updated my knowledge for HTML. And so a lot of the commands I'm now using aren't supported anymore. It's very sad.
How hard is it to rip someone's Java code, or can you not?
You can rip the JavaScript. Is pretty easy, just view source kind of thing.
Yeah.
But learning Java is a real pain in the butt, as the guy in the orange hair really verbally knows.
Yeah, Java code is usually... Hang on, I got some here.
And what do you guys do? Do you write your own code, or?
I may look like a pseudo geek. too much apple pie. I design a lot of the stuff, and I do a lot of the coding, but I'm slowly learning. And one of my friends is helping me learn along the way. So I'm learning Flash. He would do the Flash, then he'll show me how to do it. So then when I need to update, I can update it. But I've just been really slack in learning how to do it. I'm learning cascading spreadsheets right now to learn how to update certain sections of my site and whatnot. But learning is, when I have the time, I learn very fast. And right now I'm doing Flash and HTML. And eventually I'll get the cascading down. And, oh, yeah, I'll be running the road.
I absolutely suck at writing Java code. I'll go in and edit other people's code. Most of the code that I have up, well, I can let you do this. do...
This question is for Rosalie.
Oh, God.
Hi.
Hi again.
Do you do tricks on your site?
Do I do tricks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked my nose once, but I eat lots of easy cheese. I make my frog perform pet tricks, and every once in a while my roommates go on there and just attack me.
Okay, yeah, you're a saucy bitch. So are you going to do tricks for us now? Please? We'll probably throw money at you.
After the panel, you buy me two more drinks, and I'm all yours.
That's a given, sweetheart.
Saucy or sauced?
Saucy. Saucy. Not quite sauced yet.
We can probably work sauce in there somewhere. But yeah, please do tricks. Please, now. Yeah. Woo, tricks. That was
terribly
exciting.
Yeah, I'm tired.
With the JavaScript, a lot of times you'll find when you view the JavaScript that you'll see all this just junk at the top, and you can't view it. This is Microsoft's idea of encryption. It's an absolute joke. You remember when you were in third grade and you used to take the alphabet and just move it over a few characters and, you know, match the letters up and you would encrypt something this way? This is basically what they're doing. Open up last month's SC2600, and it has the information on how to de-encrypt that. Not even using a computer, you can decrypt it by hand. It's very sad.
Rosalie, is that a Nubian?
Oh my God! Guys... All right, I guess. Yeah. All right, let's go. Do do do. Give me something that makes my head hurt. Please. Oh, God. You guys are being mean. Serious questions, serious inquiries are quite accepted.
I know you guys
probably. We had a lot of fun at this party, as you'll soon see.
I know you guys probably already talked about it, but what are system requirements? And if you don't want to actually pay for somebody to upload your stuff.
No, actually, that was my roommate's date.
And I think I want to bleach my mind. Oh. All right, system requirements,
yeah.
And...
Like, how much bandwidth does it usually eat up? Right now, I've got a home Linux server that I use as my router and email and everything else like that. It's a 486. I'd like to do some webcam stuff, but, you know, and actually have my Athlon 1400 do all the actual work and just post, you know, the pictures of that. I was wanting to know if that would be
all right. If you're running a slower machine that's using, crap. All right, I am not the technological genius, but from my experience, I'm going to sound really stupid, so if I sound stupid and you don't like it, just tune out. If you use like something under Windows 98 or younger, you don't want to run too many programs because it takes up a lot of memory sometimes. Which it depends on what programs you're using. If you're wanting to do streaming, oh man, do not run a lot of programs on the same machine that you're doing the streaming on. If you're just uploading pictures, make sure the upload time is very long, like a minute or so. But if you get into higher machines, you could get up to like 1 second refresh time. Streaming will be nothing. It really depends on the more power you got, the more you can do, obviously, with any kind of program. It's just a program like any other program, and it doesn't take too much. But bandwidth, it all depends on how many people are watching at that time. If you're doing streaming, it eats up bandwidth like Pac-Man will clear out the board. But if you're... It all really depends, honestly. If you have a lot of viewers, the bandwidth will get bigger. I get charged, I only get charged $5 a month for my site. But if I have a whole bunch of people send like a splurge on there and the bandwidth gets bigger, it'll go up a couple dollars. But bandwidth does get expensive. It depends on who's hosting and how much you're paying and whatnot. If you're hosting it from your own house, I wouldn't really suggest doing streaming.
For this party in particular, I used all 486s. I would connect one cam to that 486 and not do anything else on it. It made it impossible to do anything. I was streaming with all of them. But it literally, you set the cam up, And I had to set it up because once you turned on the program, you weren't able to make any changes. I had to set it up so it would boot to the program and run everything itself because I couldn't move the mouse or type on the keyboard. It took up so much. It just ate up everything on that computer. As far as bandwidth going out, it's going to depend on your refresh rate. You can sit and calculate it. Take a couple pictures. Okay, look at the size of the image. Let's say the image is 360 kilobytes. Okay, take that and say I'm going to send it every 5 seconds, and then calculate that out for how much are you going to send every second, and then multiply it times 4, and you'll get the multiplication times 4 is because of each packet's the extra information on the packet, the TCP/IP overhead. And so multiply that times 4, and that'll be about what you're going to be sending for your bandwidth. Yes, for each cam you set up. No. When you set up a cam, what you're doing is you're sending the information to a server. Unless you have the server at your house, you're sending the information to a server. They're connecting to that server. So that's bandwidth to the server. Yes, then it will be per person. I wouldn't suggest doing it with anything less than a T1.
Okay. Okay. Just because he wants me to repeat it, I was going to use my Linux box at home that I have as a router as the server and then upload the pictures from my Athlon box, which is my main PC, to that server. And then so the user
not only that, I would not suggest using your webcam router as a router to the internet as your webcam server, simply because it makes it a lot more vulnerable to hacks.
Okay.
So get a server. I mean, you can put a server up with plenty of bandwidth for $100 a month, and that's your computer co-located at another location.
Also, if you're going to be using your own server and you're only doing refreshes instead of streaming, I would definitely suggest that you put, please do not hit the refresh button. It will refresh automatically. There are a lot of stupid people out in this world who do not understand what the word refresh means. So they'll constantly press the button and it'll just suddenly your bandwidth will be totally consumed.
You can also set up your remote cam so that when you click on the cam button, it brings up a little tiny window that gets rid of the refresh button. So they can't hit refresh, unless they're really bright, and if they're really bright, they should know better than to hit refresh. So.
And then I hope they die.
Yeah. Yes? Go ahead. You had a question over there?
You probably answered this one before I came in, but I was going to ask about the type of cameras that you think are good for a reasonable price that you can, maybe not the high end, but something that's affordable. And what services that you guys have found have been really reliable for a good price that can host you, get the appropriate amount of bandwidth, host your service?
My cameras, it depends on what you really want to use. I do not use my camera to show, real life things. It's not, ooh, clarity, it looks just like I'm watching a movie. Mine is to take an image of reality and just try to make it better looking than it really is. It's like a viewed skew. So I use IBM PC Pro. I know that sounds like an oxymoron. It just keeps going. But that's what it says on the box. There's people are very intelligent in naming their things. But it works really well for very crispness. I could get very good detail and texture on that camera. The colors are a bit off. Like if I'm wearing a black shirt and black pants, if the shirt is not true black, it'll show the underdying tones. Like if it's a purplish black, you'll see more purple than you'll see black. But if the black pants are true black, then they'll be black as anything. And then the other one, I use a Creative Labs cam. And that one is better for brightness of colors. If you want a real-life cam, a 3-com cam is the way to go. That's very crisp. That's very much movie-esque as you can get. It looks as real as pretty much reality. Depending on what model you get is whether or not it works as good in low light. If you want hosting, I myself use warp.com, which is very good. They only charge me $5 a month for their setup The setup fee is $10, $5 a month every month for their regulations of whatever, like how much memory you're using and their bandwidth. If you go over that, they won't stop the site or anything like that. They'll just charge you the extra, and it's only like a dollar extra. So sometimes my site's $5 a month, sometimes it's $8 a month. Depends on my popularity at that time.
How do you spell that URL?
URL is warp.com.
Warp?
Yeah, okay. www.warped.com.
As far as cams go, they make... And our next panel will be on beepers. As far as webcams go, they have the low-end cams. There's a company called Todi, T-O-D-I, sells cams for $15. Not great quality, but very low bandwidth and very cheap for cameras. That's what I bought for the party because, well, I didn't want people screwing up my camera, which one of them got really screwed up, but it was $15, so I didn't care.
Oh, yeah, my cams weren't cheap. My first one was $120. That's the IBM PC Pro, the one that gets very good detail. And the second one, I had to smile a lot for this one guy that was pretty odd, and that one cost him $50.
Yeah.
How about if, say you wanted to wire up multiple rooms and you wanted to connect them all together, what would you suggest is the best way to do that?
Lots of USB hubs. I would suggest if you're going to get multiple cams in multiple rooms, I would suggest going USB with USB hubs and extension cords. That's just my route. That's my preference. A lot of people are very much sticklers for parallel ports or other types of cameras. But USB hubs are very good. They're easy to take apart. They're easy to put back together. So if you want to wire different rooms. Also, networking is a very wonderful thing, and some computers cannot take more than, like, one camera, let alone two cameras at a time.
Access, this company right here, makes some wonderful cameras for that. What happens is the camera has a computer inside it, and everything is run off of that. You just plug a network cable into the back of it. They are a bit more expensive. They also have a little device that you take regular video cameras that have an RF out, and you connect, you know, four or five of them up to this little device. It digitizes all of them, and you can pick those up on your computer and send them out however you want. The advantages to that is you get really high quality. You can get as high of a quality as a digital camera with these because you're sending regular RF and digitizing it. However, the bandwidth is going to be higher if you go through that high quality, and these pieces of equipment aren't really that cheap. I think those boxes that will pull in multiple RF and turn and digitize them start at about $500, and that's for four ports.
Or you could get four $15 cameras and a USB hub and a couple cords.
Yep.
So what's your major content? How do you keep your... watchers or whatever interested in your sites?
He could start on this one.
I sit at my computer and type, and for some reason people love to watch that. I have no idea why. I honestly don't think I'm that interesting.
You always forget to leave your fly open.
My head hurts. Okay.
But you were requesting that. I really don't do anything all that interesting. The parties get a whole lot of hits, and I can see that being interesting because you're getting to talk to the people. And a lot of the people who are watching my camera, I'll talk to. I'll bring up AIM or IRC and chat around. And everything. Plus, my cam, I've set up I wrote a little Java script that has a chat next to it so you can watch the cam on the left. And there's a full chat window on the right side of the screen that you can chat with other people. So,
how I keep people interested, I have no clue. My site, I know this sounds a bit pretentious, but my site's not for anybody but myself. I publish it on the internet so I can just get it out of me and put it away. If I kept it around my house, I'd probably go crazy. It's mostly artistic purposes, my site. It's not to glorify my life because it's mostly based on shows and what I find interesting. I take photographs with webcams. I don't use webcams like most people do. I use them as photography mechanics. Whew. All right. So I take pictures with the webcams of interesting objects in certain lightings. My shows, I dress up, and a lot of people email me saying that in my shows, I never look like the same person. They're always asking, who is the model in this show? Who is the model in that show? You have a lot of different models. It's all me. Why people keep watching, I have no clue. Why do people keep doing anything? I can never understand that. That's a psychological question, and I never got to school for that.
I was going to say, content-wise, there really is a big variety of stuff there. One of the first webcams on the net was the coffee pot cam, where the webcam was pointed at the coffee pot at a school. There's everything on there from science experiments to kitty litter box cams that you can find on there content-wise, and people go to these things. They find them interesting.
Yeah, there's some definite odd stuff. I found a cam site about a year ago that has a guy who put a cam underneath his bed. He put a cam in his closet, and it was the ghost cam. And he wrote a note under each one that says, I hear creaks in my house. If you see a ghost in any of these places, please send me an email and attach the picture. So you'd get this cam of this under the bed, and apparently people sat and watched that. It was just a cam showing, and it would show under his bed. And
one of the times, I was not in my room, so I had my cam pointing at my little aquarium with my frog Spartacus in it. And I had my chat room running at the same time in another window, and I was gone for a good length of time. I come back, and there's people sitting there talking back and forth to each other, like, I don't know why, but I keep watching the frog. And I'm like, why? And then I go back in there. I'm like, what have you guys been doing? We've just been sitting here watching your frog swim back and forth. And I'm like, he does the same thing all the time. Why are you watching? And they're like, we have no idea.
We're hoping that we'll get naked.
Yeah. Spartacus swims in his bathing suit, I'll have you know.
I've also found several sites that are using webcams for security. If you go to Camera Ads, you'll find several of them that have, it'll look like a store, which is what it is. And people have recently started setting up cameras in their stores and putting them open on the internet for anybody to watch. And they're catching people who are stealing that wonderful shrinkage thing. And it apparently is working. From what I've read of it, there have been great reviews that they have, people will just send them images from their store. We also set one up in our server room where we could go through the tape. If something got stolen, we could go through or changed on our server, we could go through the tape from the day before and find out who did it and who made the changes and go, question, well, okay, why is the server no longer booting or something like that.
A lot of the cameras that you buy now have sensors on them. My Creative Labs cam, if you have it hooked up, it comes with a program that if somebody goes on your computer and the mouse moves or a key moves, instantly the camera goes on and starts taking photographs of whatever's going on at your camera. Sometimes it's just a cat walking across the keyboard. Sometimes it's somebody there. So you can also use the webcams as surveillance cams for your own home in your home without broadcasting to the web.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. The what happened was the jail that's most notorious in the United States for police brutality said, "Okay, we're tired of people accusing us of police brutality," so they have put webcams everywhere in the jail, and so that people can sit and watch and say, "Hey, look, we're not abusing our prisoners."
Well, I just think it's because Sheriff Joe likes to go home and watch guys in cages, but still.
That may be it, too. Here's kitchen cam. Hey. Nobody's at home. Go ahead.
Do any people use webcams to talk person to person, like a video phone?
I used to do net conferencing with a lot of my friends. If I didn't feel like the whole world watching me, Microsoft has a net conferencing program that you can use. If your friend also has a cam, you could do live streaming with them. They hear what you say and they watch what you're saying as you're doing it. A friend and I would get really bored and we'd DJ music back and forth to each other. And sometimes you could get a little whiteboard on going and you could draw little pictures while you're watching the person and chat at the same time if the audio wasn't always working. So, yeah, you could also do over the web conferencing with person to person.
What are the programs you can use for that?
Microsoft has a Microsoft Net, I think it's Net Meeting. If you have MSN Messenger, it's in there, or just go to MSN.com and it'll have it up there. You can download it for free.
And actually, that's becoming a huge product for companies. A lot of people are making tons of money on, instead of having meetings, they'll just have an inner office. You know, everybody will have a webcam on their desk and they'll say at 3:00, be in front of your webcam, we're having a meeting, and you'll bring up all the other people, you know, and then one of yourself. So also that's being used a lot in the office for people who are working at home, which is kind of scary to have a meeting with people in their bathrobes. Yeah, this is somebody here. We can see their forehead awful well.
She's been dancing around. Yes?
I was just wondering, where's like the best place to find like you guys on the web? Is there certain communities that you can go to and like find certain genres or whatever what you're looking for?
A company I used to work for, Camunity, Cammunity, has about 3,000 webcams. There's one called EarthCam. They have about 6,000 webcams on their site. The one I'm on now is called Camarades, Camarades. And then there's Peeping Mo.
And
Spooky Girls. Okay, one called Spooky Girls, too.
And once you're on these, how easy is it to find like yourself or someone to find you? Is it just pretty much random, you just click, or is it classified in, like, certain genres?
Depends on the site. Camunity, you can pick, you know, if you want to look at people, if you want to look at animals, they have huge zoos. You can see the New York Zoo. You can see there's a big Africa zoo that's really nice. They have foreign places that have, you know, foreign countries. They have one pointed at the Russian ministries. In Moscow, they have them just all over the place. They have just, like you said, all kinds of different types of cams you can look at.
For searching and finding for MyCam, I can only speak from MyCam experience. My web hosting also gives me statistics, and it also gives me search strings that people look for, and they click on that search string, and they go to my site. So I get to see what search strings people put in to find me. Also, a lot of people find me through IRC, LiveJournal. I don't advertise my site. I don't have any banners or whatnot. This is my first time ever advertising my site at all. But if you go to LiveJournal, there's a whole bunch of people with cams that have journals on there. You just go to LiveJournal and search for the word cams, and there's people that have whole communities based on that where you can go and talk. There's people that share cam art. You could go just search in cams, and people have it as an interest. Can't think of much else. But a lot of cat people have chat rooms on IRC. So if you go on there and you see somebody that's actually a name of somebody's person, then that's more than likely a cam chat room. Or another really cool thing is if you're just searching for random chick names, like if you're going for somebody named Nikki, just put Nikki, add the word cam at the end, .com, and it's probably somebody's website.
Beware the pop-up windows. Yeah, one of the first big webcam sites, the one that led to many other ones. The first very popular one was known as Jenny Cam. Jenny. Lots of people know about her. She's one of the more famous cam sites.
Another one would be Anna or Anna Cam, ANACam.com. She used to be a rock musician, and now she's a psycho girl that lives in her house and won't leave, but she has some very interesting visuals, but she's pretty psycho. But most camp people are, you'll come to learn.
Hug me. Suggestions for piddling with webcams on Linux specifically?
With Linux, oh, there's a site. Go to linux.com and type in webcam. There's a site that is devoted just to drivers and such. If you install FreeBSD, go into the Lint. Actually, I think they took it out of Lint. It's in generic now. Under the USB section, you'll find webcams. As far as the parallel port cams, the Linux cams work on the FreeBSD. They're using the same software between the two. With both of them, you can set up, as far as webcam software goes, after you've set up your drivers, you can write a simple, very simple shell script that sends the cam somewhere, because all you're doing, the driver goes ahead and creates the image, drops it to your hard drive. You just set up a shell script that sleeps for 5 minutes and then wakes up and FTPs that image to whatever server you are, and then sleeps for another 5 minutes and just rotates around.
How is the Linux support for USB?
Fair. It's all pretty new for as far as USB goes on webcams. They've had USB support for a while. As a matter of fact, they had it for about 3 months, but they didn't support any drivers, which was interesting. You could have your USB port and have drivers for it, but you couldn't plug anything into it and have it work. They finally started getting some decent devices in it, and it's been getting better and better. Just before you go out and buy your cam, just go out and look up, some of the types that it supports, and then go for that type of cam. Yeah, somebody, there he is.
Wait. Now, are y'all sites, are they streaming?
I had streaming on my site for a while. I no longer have it. I had a gift of bandwidth from winning a contest from hereandnow.net, which if you go to that site, the whole site is streaming cameras in a whole house. The whole house is wired. It's all streaming. It's all free. And they do some pretty interesting things. They also put on shows like Cooking with Lisa, but I think she moved to New York. But they had pulled the plug on the contest. They had like 5 remaining people, and then the guy went crazy and just pulled the plug on the whole contest. But I did have streaming. The bandwidth was very big, and he paid the extra charges. But I did once, and I probably will pretty soon again if I can.
Yes, my camera is streaming. Currently, it's not set up because I just moved, and it's sitting in a box. But when I set it back up, it is streaming, and you connect to the camera right now. There's a little piece of software I've got installed, so you connect to the server, and it streams out to the server. The server parses it and sends it out to everybody it needs to.
So. Your server, I'm assuming, is running Linux?
FreeBSD.
FreeBSD, okay. Is that your main computer that you do all your, editing and stuff?
No, I have that computer co-located.
Okay, is that also running FreeBSD?
The co-located computer is running FreeBSD. Okay. You mean the computer the camera's on?
Yeah.
The camera that I have is a computer in itself. It doesn't need to be connected to anything.
How do you go about setting up streaming?
Go to truetech.com. And they have free streaming software, and there are several help sections on their webpage that have information. One of the help sections, if you have a NAT firewall and you want to do it, I actually wrote the help for streaming through a NAT firewall.
what is suggested bandwidth for streaming?
Oh, that's a little bit harder to calculate. You're pretty much going to have to get some sort of a bandwidth meter, put it on whatever type of firewall or router you're using and just run it for 5 minutes and see what it's pulling. Well, I'd run it for an hour and then calculate it from that. Other than that, you're going to have to look at the software. Yeah, you're going to have to test it yourself. It's much harder to be able to tell with streaming because each different type of software you use is the streaming technology is going to be slightly different.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Back.
There's a girl over there. She's hiding.
I was just going to say, for camera options, I don't know how many of you are familiar with X10 or Home Automation. They have some pretty decent wireless webcams that you can get and hook up. For a while, they had a special. It was like three of them for $100, and that eliminates some of the cords and stuff that you have to deal with in your home.
Were they radio or Bluetooth, or what were they? Do you know?
Infrared, I believe.
That's that really annoying pop-up window that comes up every time you go to MSN.com. I haven't experimented yet with wireless cameras. I am hoping to look forward to that in the future when cash is available to access such things and to have a whole other computer to experiment with. Otherwise, I don't want to mess up anything because if I get too crazy, sometimes I can't repair stuff.
The X10 cameras are they're radio cameras. I think they're in the 2 gigahertz range. And I went and looked it up. If you're interested in actually buying one of those instead of not just having a reason to turn off your JavaScript, then you might want to go and look at some of the independent reviews because they've had pictures posted, and the picture quality is fair. It's not wonderful. It's not what is pictured in the ads, but you can make a decision based on the independent reviews.
A lot of the problems that people have been having with the X10 cameras is the cameras come with a clear case over the front of the lens to protect it during shipping, and people are forgetting to take those off, and that really lowers the picture quality.
X10 cam spy, man. Nobody listen to her.
Yeah, I think three cameras set up around my house pointing outside to various stuff. We also have a camera on the front door that supports, has the night vision on it, so...
If you find one of the older Creative Labs cams and take it apart, there is a little blue filter on the front of the lens. It's the inside lens.
I had that camera.
If you take that little, it's just a little blue piece of plastic. If you go in and take the camera apart and take that blue piece of plastic off, that the camera does really well at nighttime. It actually will pick up in pitch dark.
I have that. That's a parallel port. But now I have a USB Creative Labs. But the parallel port one, I just kind of trash around and I take apart whenever I'm feeling bored and want to see how the cameras actually work. So, yeah. That was free, though. Yeah.
You spell the name of your server. Is it Works or?
Warped. WARPED.com.
Thank you.
They also, not only do they do website hosting, but they also host an IRC server. So if you're into IRC, that's a good place to go.
Is it easy to set up a page with, or to integrate like a chat room with your webcam?
My site, they have a Java applet. If you want somebody, you know, that's visiting your site, they have a Java address that you just click on. You just insert it in your HTML. People click on it, and it pops up a little Java chat for them to go to, and that's free along with the hosting.
Yeah, if you type in server Java chat into Google, you'll find lots of different, you know, little Java scripts that people have written that, you know, do chat. Anybody else? No more questions? Okay, well, thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed the cam talk. And Hacking 201 will be the next panel.